Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Evangelist Connie walking in God's purpose ministry. Thank you for tuning in this evening. I will be coming to you with a message, a part of my path that I've been walking through, and that hopefully it will help you along your path. As God has a way of doing things, and it says in Isaiah that, you know, his ways and his thoughts are not like ours. That's truly true. And then the subject I'm going to come from today is that I'm going to come from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm just going to share with you what I have. And I know God is going to bless you because he's truly blessed me. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how today to thank you for this time and this opportunity that you will allow me, God, to carry this word, Father God, that you will allow me to bless your people, Father God, as you bless me, God, as you continue to bring me down the path and to take me down my journey, Father God, as, God, I learned, Father God, to lean not to my own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge you and know that you will direct my path, Father God. And for this, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for everywhere this word will be heard, Father God. I thank you, God, that you will do what you will with it, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me this opportunity today to carry this word, Father God. I thank you for right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Now, God, I ask that every thought and everything that I have that is of me, Lord, that it decrease, Father God, as you increase in me, Father God, that you would have thy own way, Father God. Let the Holy Ghost take control, Father God. I'm asking right now, God, as I plead the blood of Jesus all over this word right now, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me this chance and this opportunity. Father God, for this I thank you. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to be coming out of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and to lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And today I'm going to talk about the path. And maybe it will relate to you as it has been relating to me. When we're in, once we're going down these paths and we're in path, we must learn how to depend on God. We must depend on God at every cost. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how long we've been praying for. We must learn how to lean on the Lord Jesus Christ. We must learn how to listen and ask for direction. And as we listen and we ask for direction, we must be obedient to what he tells us. And it doesn't matter how long we are in a place, we have to understand that Jesus Christ, he knows how long that he wants us where we are. And we have to go by seasons. And we have to understand that our time and his ways are not like ours. Like, I was ready to move. I was ready to move quickly. And I figured that once I prayed and I asked God to give me what I had been praying for, that he would come and see about me right away, that he would give me an answer right away, because he moved me, and then I thought that he would give me an answer right away after he moved me, but God didn't do it that way, because, see, God's ways are not like mine. God is not thinking like I'm thinking. God had to take me through something. He had to take me through the path that I went through and the journey that I went through this time to get where I am, to get ready for my next assignment. We have to understand that when we're working for the kingdom of God, it's not our agenda. It's not about what I say, but it's about what God say. It's about what God has set up for the kingdom. It's about God's people. It's not about us. And as I learned today, as God was saying, not learn today, I knew it, but just to hear it again, where he said that it's no I in kingdom, that we are for God's kingdom. We are doing what God wants us to do. We're walking in obedience to God, that, you know, we go in pairs, and you remember in the word of God, he sent them out two by two, and we have to understand that God is doing that right now. God is getting ready for us to get ready for a good getting up day. It's time for us as the saints to take it back over. It's time for us to line up with what the word of God to say. It's time for us to drop the quotes and the things that we're saying about what we think, what our opinions is. It's time for us to pick up the word of God and to go with what the word of God is telling us. And it's time for us to get on our knees and lean to God and ask God to direct our path before we make a move. It's time for us to stop being putting up with just what we're saying, like, okay, I'm this, I'm that. What are you in the kingdom of God? What are you doing in the kingdom of God? Who are we helping in the kingdom of God? Because none should be left behind. Once God saved us, he saved us to go back to help someone behind us. Once our testimony is to help someone else, our testimony is to be shared. Our testimony is to help our brothers and sisters to show them that they are not the only one that went through it, and to show them that Jesus Christ will bring them through it just as he brought you through it. And once we begin to understand that it's not about our own personal plan, it's not about our own personal agenda, but it's about the kingdom of God. And once we get on the same accord and walk in obedience to God, then we will see a change in the things that's happening. Once the church The church, well, I'm not going to say the church people, because the church people are doing just what they do. I'm talking about the saints of God. Once the saints of God climb together and get on one accord, and that we walk in obedience to what God has told us to do in the kingdom, because if God has called you, he's chosen you, he has given each one of us an assignment, and each one of us have a purpose. And the only thing we have to do is call unto him, and we have to ask him, what is our purpose, and what is it that we should be doing in this season? And a lot of times, we don't want to ask what we need to be doing in the season, because we don't want to stop doing the things that we're doing in the season that we're doing it in. But we have to understand that it says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God already has the plan set out. It's already set out. When Jesus went to the cross, he paid it all for just me and you. Jesus paid it all. Everything has been paid in full, but now we got to walk through it. Now we have to do our part in it. We have to walk in obedience. We have to call unto God and make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing in the season that we need to be doing it, and make sure that God called you to that season. Because if God has not called you to where you are and what you're doing, somebody's standing and waiting on you, that you should be doing what God has told you to do so you can help your brother and your sister to come forward. We have to get out our own self-agendas and get back to the work of what God has assigned us to do. And sometimes it is hard, because we don't understand. Sometimes you want to be in the mix. Sometimes you want to be where everybody is, but sometimes God has not ordained you to be there at this appointed time. So we have to go on and go wherever God has assigned for us to be in the season that he has for us. And as we continue to do that, we understand that often I use Romans 8:28, and it says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. You have to find out right now in this day, May 7th, 2017, what are you called for according to God's purpose? What is it that you need to be doing in the kingdom of God? Where should you be? What is your appointment for today? We need to ask that, and we need to ask God, what is your plan for us? What is it, Lord? And if God decides to move you, then you just have to let him move. We cannot stay where we're comfortable at. When God has finished you in a certain place, you're going to have to root up, and you're going to have to go wherever God sends you to go. And I know sometimes it's not easy always to root up and go when you're in a comfort zone and when you're used to being somewhere. I was pulled up out of my church. I've been in my church all my life. I was pulled up my church. I didn't know. I didn't know where to go. I lost my pastor. I didn't know what to do. Only thing I knew was where I was, but God moved me, and he moved me for a reason, so I could go through this time and to go through this path. But I felt like some days I felt like I was all alone, but do you know that in his word he promised never to leave me nor forsake me? These are the words that he gave me. He promised me that, and I had to hold on to God with all that was in me. I had to cry some nights. I had to walk the floor some nights. Sometimes I had tears in my eyes. Some I just didn't understand. But I understood one thing, that Jesus paid it all for me. I understood that whatever I was going through, it wasn't going to last too long. And I understand that it was the path that God had set before me, and that I had to travel in, no matter how quick I wanted to end. Because I felt that when I called unto God and asked God, then he would have made it go quick for me. But it didn't go that way. Because it tells us in his word, in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I trust that. But it was not the time for me to know yet. So I had to patiently wait for God to direct my steps. I had to patiently wait on the path that God had put me on. I had to reach way back inside and know what God had already put in me. I had to come out of my understanding and go into understanding that God had given me. So wherever you are in your life in this season, wherever God has you at, I want you to know that God has not forgotten about you. I want you to know that God, it is written, and God has written it. And if it is written, it is so, that God will not leave you where you are. And he has you where you are, it's for a reason. So one day you're going to use it for a testimony for somebody. It's going to help somebody. So just keep on trusting God and understanding the cares that God has for us and that he loves us just that much. And in Isaiah 55, 6 and 8, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will have abundant pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord." And that's what we have to understand, that we may not understand what God is doing in our life at the particular time, and we may think that it should have been done, but God has a plan and a path for us. And we have to trust it. We have to know that God is all-knowing. And that whatever he says for it to be done in your life, it's going to be done at that particular time. God is not short on his promises. God's word is not going to come back void. God, it says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. It tells us in Philippians, it says that we should lean to God. When we lean to God, we lean to God and we ask God. Whatever we have to need of him, we have to put our request before him and we have to wait for him to answer the request. And the request, he may answer it now, he may answer it later, or he may answer it 10 years from now. But whenever he answers, it's going to be in divine connection and right on key. We have to trust in that. We have to understand and have the faith in God to understand that God cared for us. In his word, he tells us that. And if we believe that, then we will go to Psalms 121, then we will look unto the hills from which cometh all our help and our strength, that it come from the Lord Jesus. We have to understand that. We have to understand that God is a God of all kind of chances and that a God that would never leave us because he promised that. And as we continue to walk down our journeys, and you begin to pray, and you pray, and you seem like your prayers are not going to be answered, just walk in obedience with Christ. Walk in obedience and know that he is going to answer your prayer. He is going to open up the doors that need to be opened. He will shut the doors that need to be shut. He will put you where you need to be in the right season. He will draw the right people to you. We have to just trust that. We have to hold on to him, and we have to trust God, and we have to believe in what he tells us, and we have to reach back into his word. And as we travel through the path, we're going to go through the storm. And if you've ever been in a storm, you know the storm is raging and it keeps on raging, but after a while that storm passes. But I'm telling you, any storm that you're in right now, down your path, God has not left you there alone. God is right there with you, and he will bring you through. Because that's the kind of God he is. He told us to trust in him. And when we trust in God, we have to just be blinded to everything that this world, because Satan don't want us to trust. Satan want us to give up. Satan want us to think that we're island. Satan want us to think that we don't have nobody. But the devil is a liar. We got Jesus, and Jesus will always send you what you need, and then we have the Comforter. Because when Jesus, if he told us that he would send us the Comforter back. So you're never, ever going to be left alone. You just got to reach out to him. You got to reach out and you got to believe that you are connected to the Connector. You got to trust him. You got to have the faith. And you have to have patience to wait on him while he do what he says that he's going to do. Because he's going to do it. And he's going to do it in a way that you will not even expect. And you know what? Sometimes God gives you your own prayer back and answer your own prayer with what you say. So we have to stop and patiently wait for the Lord and watch him answer your prayer. Because my prayer that I had before him, I have been looking everywhere. I have been looking everywhere. I've been talking with my prayer partners. I've been talking with this one. I've been talking with that one. And when God answered me, he answered to me whatever I spoke, whatever I said is what I had. And that's the way God answered me in that prayer. So whatsoever you say is what you're going to have. But you have to believe and trust that God is going to do it for you. And when you ask God, you have to stop and you have to study yourself. You got to be patiently and you got to wait for him. And you got to know that he's going to bring it out okay. And when you begin to do that, you will begin to see the things of your life turning. You will begin to see God working in your life. Trust in him. And don't get out up under the banner. If you're not covered, get covered. I have been from being uncovered for over 2 years, and I'm telling you, today God gave me my new church home, and I'm happy about that. And he was sending me different places I didn't know until I told my mom and said to my mom, I said, wherever I wake up tomorrow morning and whatever church God sent me to, that's going to be my church home. And I declare before God that's exactly what happened. And when I got there, the message was to me. The preach message was to me. Because that's the kind of God we serve. It was the season for me to be where I am. It's the season for me to be getting ready to go through this new journey, this new time, and to do this new assignment. Don't know how long this is going to last. It may last forever and it may not. But whatever God is telling me to do, I had to get in tune with him. I had to learn how to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to me so I could be obedient to him and not obedient to myself, because I had to trust in him. I have to trust him for walking in God's purpose ministry, that when God wants me to, that I'll tell the story of my testimony, that it will help somebody along their journey, because I didn't go through my trials and my tribulation and my storms and my path to keep it to myself. It's to share. It's to share as I am led to share it. So as you walk and go through your path, I don't know what it is. I don't know what your path is. I don't know where you are in your storm. I don't know if you're in a storm, going in a storm, coming out of a storm. But the only thing I can tell you is to lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct thy path. And if you keep on trusting in him, he'll bring you out okay. And ask God, whatever you need to know, trust him, and ask him to direct your steps. And once you begin to trust God and believe in God, and know that he's going to bring everything out all right, you will see. You will see what he has in store for you. You will see your assignment in the kingdom of God, because it's about the kingdom of God. We are preparing to do what God has born us to do. We have an appointed time in this world. We have a time that we came in, and we have a time that we exit, and we must finish our assignment. I don't know about you, but whatever God has assigned to me, I don't want to leave this world without doing it. I want to do every single thing that he has appointed for me. I want to be obedient to the Lord Jesus. I want to walk upright before him. I want to do it. And if he tells me to run, I want to run. If he tells me to be still, I want to be still. And wherever he leads me, that's where I want to go. So as we begin to do that, to stop trusting in what people are saying, and start trusting in what God is saying. And I understand that we watch the news and all of that, and it's got you going up and it's got you down. Get in your word. Get in your word. There's an answer for everything we need in the word of God. God was not short when he did the word of God. When God made his word, he made it. And he gave us as believers the promise. And as he gave us the promise, we need to grab hope to someone else that does not know the promise and let them know. And we have to understand that as long as we trust in him, it's not going to last too long. He won't let it last too long. We have to trust in God, and we have to understand that God is God. And we have to know that whatever we're trusting God for, as it says here in Proverbs 23:17, it says, let not thy heart even sinners be, but be thy in the fear of the Lord all the days long. And 18 says, for surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Your expectations in Jesus Christ will not be cut off. Whatever you're asking that's lining up with the will of God, it will not be cut off. Whatever you need, God got it. Whatever you need to do, God will direct your steps. You just have to cry out to him, and you have to ask him, and you have to lean on him, and you have to depend on him. You have to know that he is your shepherd, and you shall not want. We have to learn how to just trust him. We have to learn on to focus on what God wants us to do and to be mindful of the things that God has for us to do. And we have to keep our faith in him. We have to trust in him. We have to understand that God cares for us. We have to understand that God has a perfect will for us. And we have to learn how to be thankful for the things that God does for us. And as we be thankful for the things that God does for us, we have to stay in this world. His word is so important that we get in this word, that we understand this word. And once we understand this word, then, you know, it'll be better for you. His word is a path. It's a light for us. It's a path for us that we can see our way. We can hold on a little longer. So as we go down our path, ask God to help you. Ask God to show you what his will is. And what your assignment is at this season, that you will walk in it, and that you will do it, and you will do it in a way that he wants you to do it, and not be ashamed to do it, and that you will be bold in the body of Christ, and that you will not forget the things that God has before you, and that we will be thankful as we go through the path. No matter what the path is, we have to go ahead and just trust him. And we have to understand here in Psalms 115:3, it says, but our God is in heaven, and he has done whatsoever he pleased. See, he's done whatever he pleased. God can do whatever he wants to do. And you know, in Proverbs 21, it says that he turns the king's heart whatever way he wants to turn it. So down your path, whatever God wants to be done in your path and down and doing as you go through your storm, you don't have to worry about it because he's already in full control of it. Nobody can stop him. Who can stop him? He's God Almighty. And there's a season to everything. And we have to trust that. And we have to believe in that. And as we begin to trust and believe in that, then we have to give thanks unto him. And then we have to give thanks unto God. And in Psalms 118, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Down your path, in your storm, he's going to give you mercy. He's going to give you grace and mercy. He's going to bring you through okay. You don't have to worry about it. God is not a God that he should lie. He will do just what he said. And when you continue to praise him, you continue to acknowledge him, then he will acknowledge the things that you have, the cares that you have for him. Let's just keep in mind where we are and what we're doing in this season. And knowing and trusting in God. And as we begin to trust in God, let us lean not to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and know that he will direct thy path. I can't get away from that, you all. We got to stop directing our own path. We got to start asking God to direct us. And we got to trust on him. We got to trust in him that he's doing just what we asked him to do and that he's going to bring everything out all right. Covenant keeper. He's going to keep you. He's going to keep you no matter where you are. He's going to keep you because he loves you just that much. Just as the apostle said today, you have to understand that when Jesus got up on the cross, he got up there for me, he got up there for you. But do you know that if he had to just get up there for me, he would have got up there just for me. And if you know if he had to get up there just for you, he would have got up there just for you. He paid it all for us. And that's why we can walk the path that we own. And that's why we can walk the path and look unto him, the finisher and author of all things. We got to trust him. We have to understand him. We have to know his word. We have to trust in his word. We have to know that he loves us just that much. We have to know that he even knows the strings in our head. He knows how many tears we lose. He knows. That's just how much he loves us. even though you're road and it may seem like you're alone, you're never going to be alone. He promised never to leave us alone. He won't leave us. He will give you joy in the midst of your storm. He promised. Down the path of life, God got you. God will keep you. God will. It's no failure in him. Trust him. And watch him make a difference in your life. And as I begin to go through the things that I've been going through and the things that's been trying to come on me to distract me, people, things, sickness, all things has been trying to come up on me. But I had to keep on holding on to him. It didn't matter how I held on, long as I held on. Because I had to go back, I had to reach back to when he told me that he would never leave me nor forsake me. It doesn't matter who leave me, he won't leave me. My uncle finished his course. My dad has finished his course. Nobody can walk this path but me for me. And my assignment that I have for the kingdom of God, I have to be obedient to what God has assigned for me, and I have to go through it this way. I can't go the way that other people are going. My path, that's not for me. Our paths look alike, and they're a little similar, but they're not alike. So then I have to just trust in him. I just have to keep on holding on to him. And I have to keep on holding on to his word and trusting in his word and knowing that his word is true. And knowing that when I need him, I can call him and I will get an answer. And knowing in due season that if I faint not, that he will be there. Don't be weary. Don't be weary in well-doing. Just keep on doing good. I've had a person tell me, well, you do too good. You're too good to doing too much for people. I don't think that you can do too good for people. I don't think you can do too much for people. I think that your heart's got to be right. And we all get off track. We get off track and we get with the wrong people because we want to be in the crowd. But we got to find out, like my uncle used to say, you better find out where that crowd going before you line up with that crowd. That crowd may be going straight to hell. Is that where you want to end up at? No. I want to get on that narrow road. I want to be on the road that Jesus has for me. I want to be on the path that Jesus has for me. So I pray that something was said in this message along the way that will help you along your path, through your path, your storm, your journey, wherever you are in your life. But I can tell you that he will never, ever, ever leave you. Because all that I've been through, and it looked like the sun is not going to shine, and it looked like the sun wasn't going to shine, but I'm telling you today that Jesus Christ is Lord and God of God and King of Kings. He is the beginning and the end. He is the all-knowing God. There's nothing too hard for him. And if he takes you through it, it's not too hard for you, because we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. We can't do anything. We can't do anything of ourselves, but we can do it through Christ. So just trust in it. Just trust in his word. And I do, and I would like to say that I do apologize that I missed last week. But last week I was really up under the weather. But to God be the glory. You know what? There will be days like that. That it looks like you're not going to rise up. But you know what? To God be the glory. Because whatever God has assigned for you, you're going to do it anyway. And that could have been a way that God just gave me a rest. Maybe I needed a rest, you know, so I can get back in tune with him. So I can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Just let us walk in obedience. And I pray that something was said today that will bless you and help you along your journey. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to carry this word today, Father God. I pray, God, that I did it in the way in which you wanted, Father God, that I decrease as you increase, Father God, that whenever this word may be heard, Father God, that this word will bless someone along their way, Father God, that it will help them, Father, along their path and in their storm and down their journey, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for right now, Father God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that it still works, Father God. Thank you for right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you now, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a God of answering prayers. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for my brand new church home and my pastor and my first lady. Thank you, Father God, for the Valley Kingdom Ministry, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And as always, if you are out of the ark of faith, go to Romans 10 and 9 and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and get back and get in a Bible-believing church. Pray and ask him to put you in a Bible-believing church filled with the precious Holy Ghost. He will do it. Ask him to direct your steps. He will do it. God is not short on his promises. We have to just learn how to ask. And we have to ask and we have to believe that he's going to do it. And if you need to talk to me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545, or you can email me at walkingingodspurpose@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, or you can go to me on Facebook. I am available for you. I am the servant of Jesus Christ, and I will walk in obedience to what God has assigned me to do. And I pray that you are doing what God has assigned you to do. And I pray that, you know, that something along this message helped you. You know, I pray. And I just want you to know that the promises are real. And as I get ready to tune off, I'm going to leave you with LaShawn Mitchell, Joy. I mean, this song, it really blesses me, you know. And I thank you. And to God be the glory. And if God say so, I'll speak with you next week. To God be the glory. God bless.
I've got joy instead of mourning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain.
That's freedom, though you captured me.
I've got joy.
So free, all in your love.
Hi, this is Evangelist Connie again. If you have any prayer requests, you can go to my webpage or either to the Facebook page, leave your requests there, and I will go to the throne of grace for you. Or as I said, you can always call me with your requests. To God be the glory. God bless.